This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Well, it's Tuesday. Whereas on Tuesday, we do have Mets or Matters, which was a health talk Tuesday last year. But things change, man. And we told you yesterday because we are going to be joined by Miss Nobukanya Tembane, who is joining me right now on MUT Radio. I'm just going to quickly welcome her. Miss Tembane, how are you?
Hi,
I'm feeling great as well. Hoping you're having a lovely day.
I am. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for having me for such an important conversation. I'm trying.
Yes, it's very important since you just brought it up. Today we're speaking about food as medicine in type 2 diabetes mellitus management. So maybe if you can just briefly explain to our listeners, when we say food as medicine in managing type 2 diabetes, what does that actually mean?
Okay, thank you so much. So, sikhuluma lana about something that affects millions of South Africans and possibly someone in your own home that you know that has type 2 diabetes. And most importantly, we're talking about something that doesn't come in a tablet or it come or in a clinic package. We're talking about how food that you actually eat can work like in medicine. But for me to be able to explain, Guti, how food can work as medicine, first we need to understand Guti, yini type 2 diabetes. Kwenzakalani emzimbeni.
Yes, yes.
That's a great place to start, So when we eat, umzimba wethu, it breaks down the food into sugar. That sugar is called glucose. This then enters our bloodstream, then kube ne organ ekuthiwa the pancreas, keep your hormone to insulin. Le insulin iba ukhiye okuyona evulayo ama organs noma ivalo ukuze kungene ushukela uze usebenze as energy. So with type 2 diabetes iyayeka ukusebenza ngendlela okuyiyona. Ukhiye lo awusebenzi ngendlela okuyiyona. So it's either the body does not produce enough of this insulin or the cells stop responding to it at all. So then leyo nto ibizwa nge-insulin resistant. Mase kune-insulin resistant, ushukela kuyakhula egazini, ugcwala igazi. Instead of ukuthi ushukela usebenzise, ube ne-energy emzimbeni wakho. Makuhamba isikhathi ugcina usune-high blood sugar, elimaza inhliziyo, elimaze nezinto namehlo, nama-nerves, which is what we see kubantu abane-type 2 diabetes. And le nto i-affect abantu abancane nabadala ayinandaba ukuthi uneminyaka emingaki. Which is then why we are proposing and we are speaking about the lifestyle factors, which are abayoni predisposing factor, noma enomthelelo omningi. With what we eat, how active you are, is stress on us. So those all play a significant role in you developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that those same factors are things that we can change, which then brings us to the conversation of food as medicine. When we say to a patient, what is food? Food as medicine. I say, "Shukuti lasha imithi osukunikeza esibhedlela." Absolutely no, we don't mean that. Shukuti, imedication ibalulekile and it's life saving, but ukudla akuhlukile from the treatment as well. It's part of the treatment. So what you eat directly affects your blood sugar levels, and sometimes within hours. So there's no pill that works as fast as ukudla okudlayo. So for a better or for worse, depending on ukuthi udla ini. So research yakhombisa ukuthi abantu who make consistent changes in their diet, they lower their blood sugar levels. Then sehle isidingo medication sokuthi alibele ijova every day. In fact, ngendlela odla ngayo uyakwazi ukuyiphindisela emuva type 2 diabetes ibe kwi-remission iphele egazini. Meaning i-blood sugar level ingabuyela ibe normally, which is extraordinary. Not everybody can get there, but many people are able to get there through food nje alone. Ushintshe diet, ushintshe ukwenza, bese iphele i-disease ekadibizwa ngo-chronic emzimbeni.
Yeah, so you are basically saying these two can work hand in hand. You don't have to quit medicine, or you just have to have the right diet and also take your medication. Since we're speaking also about food, maybe what are the key foods that can help stabilize blood glucose levels in people living with the type 2 diabetes?
Oh, okay. So the common fear is that abanye abantu bayitshela ukuthi mhlawumbe kufanele aqala ke alambe angabe sadla. So it's not necessarily deprivation, it's about understanding how different foods behave in your body. And the key principle is that the food that break down slowly, they will keep your blood sugar level stable. And then the food that breaks down quickly, iyayinyusa ushukela uvela ugijime kakhulu. So sifuna ukudla okuthatha isikhathi ukudigest. So isibonelo nje, isinkwe simhlophe, irice elimhlophe, ama drinks anoshukela, ama snacks are processed. They break down very fast, banyuse ushukela ngokushesha. Kodwa ukudla okunjengama veggie, ukudla okunjengobhontshisi, ama lentils, chickpeas, ama grains, ama kinat, fish, namaqanda. Kuthatha isikhathi ukugayeka esiswini. So ushukela urilizeka kancane kancane ngendlela umzimba unga-overwhelmeki. In that way, awugcini usune-insulin resistance. Kuningi futhi okunye ukudla okwethu kwesintu okuhle futhi ungakusiza during the time when you have type 2 diabetes. Isibonele nje umngqusho, isempe and beans. It's a very good meal for someone with diabetes. It's not loaded with fat. Also, enye into imfino, abanye bathi morogo. This is African leafy greens. They are wonderful. Ibutternut, no patata, ufuzodla, ama portions amancane. They are all part of a diabetes-friendly plate. So you don't have to abandon indlela esidla ngayo njengabantu abamnyama or in the South African cuisine. But we need to understand it better, how it's metabolized in our body.
And I also love the fact that you're mentioning like foods that we are familiar with, because most people usually think healthy eating is expensive. But I love how you're mentioning imfi, you know, something that you can find just at home. But now if I can ask, maybe can lifestyle changes like diet or exercise ever reduce the need for medication?
Uyabo uma uyenza kahle diet nokexercise kunama disease aphela egazini. So and futhi kufanele sikubhekisise ukuthi masithi ukudla ku right noma ku health akusho ukuthi kufanele ke usudla kona kusugimba kona. You can eat the right food, but too much of it can still be a problem. So a simple guide that you can have is that your plate must have a balance of all these things that I've mentioned. So okunye ukudla angeke kube noshukela, mhlawumbe njenge drink ukube noshukela, kunokudla okunoshukela kodwa okungekho sweet, uyabo. So isinkwe simhlophe ne rice nama cereal la esiwadla kunawo nginalo shukela lo ongekho right. Okunye ama liquid calories njengama fizzy drinks, ama fruit drinks, they are nama smoothies amanye abizwa are healthy kodwa ane glycemic index ephezulu okusho ukuthi anoshukela omningi. Zonke lezo zinto ziba nomthelela ekuthenini ushukela womuntu unyuke. Ezinye izinto esiye siyibone umuntu mene insulin resistance okusho ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi usenayo diabetes noma u-pre-diabetic ukuthi abe nomkhaba. Asabe sathe uyajima kodwa ungehli umkhaba. Enye into abanye abantu abane-insulin resistance sibabona ngokuthi abe nomqala omnyama. Ngisho ngawugeza kangakanani, hayi ngoba kuyintsila. It is another sign of insulin resistance, ukuthi umzimba wakho is giving you signals ukuthi ushukela egazini is too high. We need to start moderating the levels of sugar in our body because uzogcina uwelele la kwesifo esiyi-diabetes. Mhlampe enye into yokugcina abantu abangayinaki, abanye abantu baqala iy'nsumpa, uvele uqale nje iy'nsumpa, ama-skin tags. All those things sometimes may indicate ukuthi usuyaqalwa i-insulin resistance and umzimba wakho usufuna ukuya kwi-type 2 diabetes. Shintsha indlela owenza ngayo nodla ngayo, ngoba u-type 2 diabetes isifo se-lifestyle, okusho ukuthi uma ngase ngishintsha ukwenza i-disease ngahamba.
Still mentioning all of those things, maybe now to someone, maybe what advice would you give someone who is just newly diagnosed, who feels overwhelmed about changing ama eating habits? When it's just any advice you would give that person?
Okay. First of all, don't be afraid and don't feel like you are helpless. So diagnosis is not a life sentence of suffering. E-diagnosis is just information. And that information gives you power to start with just one change, to start managing your health differently. Maybe it's cutting off the sugary drinks. Maybe it's adding vegetables to your one meal a day. Mm. And the small, consistent changes, they compound over time. And please, you must frequently see your health provider so that they can refer you to a dietitian, and they can take your blood and see how you are progressing. And don't try to manage the disease alone.
Mm. Wow. Now, maybe finally, before I let you go, maybe so someone maybe who does not have the disease of yet, but what simple food change can our listeners start implementing today, maybe to improve their blood sugar control?
Control your sugar. Ngoba sengichazile ukuthi ushukela iwona oyinkinga. Izinto ezingama-refined starches yizo eziwumsusa walesi sifo. And water is the best drink for everyone. Mm. It's even the best for a person that is trying to manage diabetes type 2. If you want flavor in your water, you don't have to add into any sugar. You can add a slice of lemon, a slice of cucumber in your water. It goes a long way. These are small incremental decisions that we take in our daily diet that can improve the outlook of our life, of our health. So it's important that every day you make healthy decisions so that you are able to take care of a body, because that body is supposed to still serve you and as you serve other people. So ma ungayinakekeli umzimba uba neinkomba zokuthi you have not been taking care of you, of yourself. And then uqale usuba nama signs and symptoms ukuthi awuzinakekeli. So qala kancane, ungahlezi uhleli ndawonye, hamba ngeenyawo, do walks, phuza amanzi kakhulu, be intentional when you eat. Ungadli just because ukudla phambi kwakho, yidla for nourishment, musukudla for the sake of eating.
Nice words. Thank you very much, Ms. Thembane. But before I let you go, maybe just one thing you would like to add.
Okay. One thing that I'd like to add is that, firstly, I'd like to thank the MUT Radio for giving space for this topic and for everyone for listening. And I want everybody to remember that your next meal is an opportunity to use food as medicine, to make that food work for you. And thank you so much for inviting me, MUT Radio, and I appreciate the time.
Yes, we really appreciate it as well. So we hope that you continue to have a lovely day, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, we were joined by Ms. Nokukhanya Thembane, joining us live right here on MUT Radio. We were speaking about food.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.